Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Open your hearts, loosen your butts. It's time for couples therapy.
Yeah, this podcast is Andy and Naomi's, where they can both laugh and hang with all their homies, talking excellent vacationing with brunches and cuddling, to messy situationships and conscious and coupling, from Netflix hookups to single them with some Hulu, text, sex, regrets, or feeling on your new jubu. They gon' talk about it, ah, yeah, you are invited, ah, needing therapy, I guarantee, baby, we got it.
It's couples therapy, couples therapy.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Couples Therapy. My name is Naomi.
My name is Andy.
And we're a real-life couple.
A real-life couple of comedians.
And on Couples Therapy, we answer a couple of different questions from a couple of different listeners. Andy!
Naomi.
We just had an anniversary!
Happy anniversary!
Happy anniversary, March 11th.
It's weird. We are recording this, obviously, beforehand.
But just a couple days.
Just a couple days beforehand. But still, beforehand. So, sorry, I felt like I did not say happy anniversary with enough emotion.
Yeah, with enough vigor.
I think just because it's just like, oh, in my mind, it's like, it's in the future.
Yes.
When,
yes.
Listeners, when you're hearing this, it's yesterday.
It's in the past. Exactly. Time machine action.
So I want to try this again.
Okay.
Oh my God. Happy anniversary, my love.
Can you believe it?
Was that better?
That was good. It felt like you were feeling it in your bones. It felt like you were emotionally moved. So thank you. Thank you for the reset.
Thank you for being my acting coach for love.
If that ain't what a relationship is, I don't know what else.
It's tough. I don't know. Like, you and I do not invest a lot of emotional energy in, like, anniversaries and holidays and things like that.
Yes.
I think
yes.
That you and I, like, see them as, like, nice times to go to a restaurant or something like
sure,
that.
Sure. Nice time for an Instagram post on Maine.
Yeah. Like, we will have gone to our favorite restaurant, which has a little, like, nice outdoor area.
Yes, and we go early bird special style. We bring Mabel in a damn stroller. They know us. Okay, we're there. We go, no, we're sitting out on the street. These awnings are too clustered. And then we're sitting out there. Mabel's in a stroller. We ask for a glass of water for the dog. And they know us.
Really ridiculous.
And the food can't be beat.
All the animals now just drink out of glasses.
I know, it's they're really, all...
Squee has a dedicated glass on the coffee table.
Because anytime you put your own glass down, he would stick his head in it. And I said, okay, well, we're just going to give you a glass. And let me tell you what happened to a next level. So I woke up. I wanted a little water. It's probably 10 p.m. And I said, I have to wet my whistle. Feeling a little dry. So I get myself a little glass of water. And I walk back into the bedroom. And I'm drinking the water. And Mabel, like, stands up. And she looks at me and starts licking her lips. And so I said, you want some water, Mabel? And I held the glass out thinking she would, you know, it's not food and she would move on. Mabel stuck her head in that glass and said, don't mind if I do. So that was another glass. I said, these animals have grown accustomed to a fancy lifestyle. And it's all our fault.
Yeah. So obviously, I love being married to you. And it's great.
Thanks.
It's great that we have our 1 year anniversary, our 14 year anniversary of being together.
Yes, because we did get married on our relationship anniversary.
Yes.
14 years, Andy.
First time we smooched. 14 years later.
14 years ago.
First time we shared cupcakes. This is the first time. That can't be the first time
no,
we had cupcakes.
Yeah, it was, because I came over to your place.
Yeah, but I'm sure we've had cupcakes. We had cupcakes prior to that.
No, we were just been hanging out and G-chatting.
I swear to God.
No, this was the
We're going to get a huge fight right now about whether we ate cupcakes before the day we smooched.
I don't like this bit. Don't be joking about us having a fight about cupcakes. Because if there's one thing we can agree on as a couple, it's baked goods.
That's good acting. You
Thank
did it.
You.
I felt like Carol was in the room. But I think I have a weird memory of us going to when Crumbs had an actual store.
Yes.
Of us going there.
And beforehand?
Yeah, I think so.
See, I thought I brought them as like, oh, this is my like big, because I feel, because again, you and I spent so much time like talking, like G-chatting and stuff all day when I was at work and you were at unemployed.
Yeah.
That I feel like we talked where I was like, oh, what's your favorite flavor? And like I brought it because it was meant to be a surprise.
Yeah, but I think the reason why you brought Crumbs cupcakes specifically was
because we had had them before. Yeah. Well, all right, let's go back to the tapes. Let's go back. Someone play the footage from March 11, 2010.
One of the things we do on the Patreon sometimes is G-Chat Theater. We haven't done it in a while, but yes, we should start doing it again.
Yes.
Where we go back and do dramatic readings of our old G-Chats.
Yes, and it was just so funny how often I was trying to ask Andy real questions and he would respond with bits.
Yeah.
And I would say, no, don't do that. So here
and
we are.
We dive in and out of bits and real talk.
Exactly.
And that's the dream, is it not?
Well, Andy, seriously, though, I was thinking about it where it's like, you know, again, before you, my longest relationship was 8 months. So It's a real jump. And so obviously, I don't have anything to compare it to, but I do think it's so lovely because 14 years is a long time. It's a long time to do anything, to know anyone, and certainly 14 years that I've had so many ups and downs between, you know, being in careers where it was like, I think it wasn't until like year 8 that we were both employed simultaneously. Like, it's like, you know, the times we've gone through the ups and the downs, the rise of fascism, a whole ass pandemic. Like, there's so many things that have happened in this 14 years, and to know that we are still on the same team.
Yeah.
And still, like, enjoy each other's company. Like,
yeah,
there's a little bit of codependency. Yeah, you drive me places, you know? But it's like,
That's not codependency as much as we have one car.
Yeah, but also I don't drive. You know what I mean? But it's like, but the point is, I like who you are.
Yeah.
Apart from all that. And, like, enjoy spending time with you, and I didn't know that I could enjoy somebody for so much for so long.
Yeah, if you can enjoy kind of like the most like boring times in your relationship, if you could be like, actually that's fun and I could do that for the rest of my life.
Yeah.
I don't want the rest of our lives to be us sitting on the couch making fun of people on House Hunters International.
No.
But if that's what it was, I think I would be okay.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah. Definitely.
If that's the bottom, if that's the basement of the relationship.
Yes.
I could live in the basement.
Totally. Just like a couple on House Hunters International. Living in a garden apartment for $600. I said, why the hell would you move all the way to Belgium if you ain't got money to live above ground?
They think they can go to another country with pennies on the dollar.
Pennies.
And live in a castle.
They're out of their minds. I can't get over it.
The worst are the white couples that move to South or Latin America.
Oh my God. These, you know what it is? It's a late in life Caucasian couple. They say, I want to go to Mexico with $50,000 and a dream. Why won't you make me the king of your land?
I should be the president of Colombia now.
And I'm like, get out of here. Stay in Denver. Andy, there's something else we wanted to discuss.
Oh, I got lots of stuff on this list. St. Patrick's Day? Question marks.
We don't need to do that.
We miss everything all the time. We are constantly recording these intros, and we're just like, yeah, we'll just riff. And then we look on the calendar, and it's like, oh, our anniversary was that day that this episode comes out, or Valentine's Day or something. So I looked at the calendar and I was like, oh, St. Patrick's Day is coming.
No, the only holiday that matters to the listener is our anniversary. Okay, we've talked about what matters. We've talked about what matters on the Greco-Roman calendar, and that is Andy and Naomi's 14th anniversary and first wedding anniversary.
This is the Julian calendar? I've been watching Rome.
Oh, you have been watching Rome.
Hey, Bruno Heller, if you're listening to this, I want to interview you.
Bruno, are you listening?
Bruno,
reach out.
Hey, Bruno.
Reach out.
So I got two things. One of them is, listeners, we've gotten you to send in questions about serious topics.
Yes.
We've gotten you to send in questions about petty.
Yes, I love a light. Love a light.
A light question about petty topics.
However,
I just thought of this. I'm like, it would be interesting if you had messy and or chaotic questions.
Ooh, yes. Bring us your mess.
Because I think that's something that would be interesting to talk about. Because a lot of questions are either serious or lighthearted right now. And there's none that are just, like, every once in a while we'll get one that is where someone's life is just, like, upended in a, like, tornado-like way.
Yes.
And those are always interesting to kind of, like, contemplate.
Bring us your tired, your tattered, your poor. Yes. Okay? Bring us your shambles.
Thank you.
If you feel like I'm broken apart, who even wants to hear about this? You've exhausted all your friends. They've heard it 100 times. You come to couples therapy. Okay. You write it or you voice note it. I feel like messy, chaotic, that's a voice note. Because honestly, if you could like put it in a letter, it's probably a little too organized. So give us a chaotic voice note. You still have to give us a log line up top, but like give us chaos.
Log line Bring up top. It. I say bullet pointed beforehand just so you have
But give us chaos, because if you give us a voice note with chaos, it's going to actually tell us just how dark and deep it goes.
Well, but then Mimi reads it or listens to it and is like, I don't know. I can't make heads or tails of this.
That's so true. That's why you still need a log line. You still need to say, hey, this is the question. But like, come to us with all the chaos as you see fit. But you do have to keep it within the 3-minute limit. So do with that what you will. We need the chaos. We need it.
And Naomi, do you remember back in Jess's episode, a couple episodes ago?
Yeah.
Last week.
Sure, exactly. I'm like, keep going.
Do you remember how Jess said they like to be perceived?
Yes.
Well, that's something that we have in common with Jess. We love to be perceived.
Yes.
And in fact, we were perceived by Rana and Brian on their latest episode. I just wanted to play a clip of that.
Oh, yeah. So, you know, sister podcast, I think I would call it. Sister podcast, Ask Rana. So they're the Ask Rana Kiki, the AR Social Club. Every month, they like send a cocktail kit to your house. Then you sit on a Zoom, you make the cocktail, talk to Ron and Brian. I'm always there. Okay. And I'm just in there talking. Brian's always full of rage at me.
We don't care so much about the cocktail part, but in the kit, there's always some kind of utensil that we need.
Oh, it's always like the kit is always giving you a little something extra. It's like the ingredients, but then it's like it's like a cute strainer, a citrus press, muddler.
I can't tell you how many times now this citrus press has come in handy with my cooking.
Yeah, you've been using it.
Because otherwise I have to like squeeze a lemon and then pick some seeds. It sucks. Anyway, go. I just wanted to say that that's the part that excites me.
I know that's what excites you as a non-drinker, but I will tell you guys the drinks are good. It's worthwhile if you're interested. However, the last Kiki was on Andy's birthday celebration, so I couldn't. It was at the same time, like so. I was only there for the first 30 minutes, and I had to leave. And Brian had something to say about that.
The new conversation is this, okay? You and Naomi and Connor.
You can't blame Naomi. She had to leave early to go to Andy's birthday.
No, but she.
You know what she did with the first surprise?
You know,
She took him in the Goonies. She took him in the Goonies to a food truck he's been wanting to go to.
Great.
Yeah.
Did the Goonies get to eat any of it?
Who do you think the Goonies are?
The dogs and the cats.
No, the Goonies are his friends.
Oh my God.
I called them the Goonies. She took Andy.
Meant like Mabel or you know, all the babies.
No, that's the squad.
That is the squad. Yeah. For sure. That's the security.
Yeah.
So that's the security team.
So Andy, how do you feel about Rana referring to your friends as the Goonies?
Sure.
And the animals as the squad.
A ragtag group of friends who have each their own kind of thing. Sure.
Yeah,
I think
that
describes me and my friend group.
I think so.
Yes.
I think so.
That, and I love to be perceived. Mabel, Squee, and us are the squad.
The idea that, I mean, also, like, the squad, the security, that's fun. Because I do think Mabel is a security.
Sure.
Because she's not really, you know, she's keeping people at a distance. Didn't you say you were just, Andy took Mabel out with a friend and his dog. And didn't you say Mabel was a white woman magnet?
Yeah. Oh, so we went, I came home and I said, Naomi, if ever I was single, I forget what I exactly said, but I'm like, Mabel would pull. We walked in the park with our dogs and white women were all over Mabel.
Of course they are. Cause you know what? Game recognized game. Okay. White women find each other and they see Mabel and they go, that's a woman who knows how to manipulate. But the thing is people are drawn to Mabel, but Mabel's not warm to strangers.
No. Oh, she did not. She was not interested in them.
See,
at
that's
all.
The security part. That's the squad part. Her Mabel said, don't hate me. Cause you ain't me. I'm not going to be your friend. Mabel's not here to make friends.
Yes.
Literally.
Yes. If we should get sunglasses for her, because I think that would perfectly, you know, just make the ensemble.
Yeah. But. Yeah. That would encapsulate it. But yeah, she's fully squad. But yeah, we were perceived by Rana and Brian, and Rana especially calling them Goonies.
Not bad.
On the squad. Accurate. Accurate.
Accurate. Accurate. Naomi, speaking of accurate, do you know...
The cat just jumped all across everything, just crunching and making noises. He stepped on all my papers. So that's why I stopped.
Hi, Squee.
Squee said, excuse me.
I'm going to say, do you know what's accurate?
What?
How great today's episode is.
This was such a good one. This is our first time meeting this person.
Yes.
Absolutely the first. Pod. First time, had nothing, you know, knew her work, such a fan. And it was so good. I just feel like she really was like, let's be real. Let's have a conversation.
Oh, yeah.
Which this I was, love. I love when someone's like open and like... direct, real talk. You know, she talks about that too, like that being her personality, where she's like, I'm not gonna bullshit you.
Mm-hmm.
You've already heard her dulcet tones. I'm talking about the one, the only, Rashida Olaiwala. Rashida is a comedian, actress, writer. You've seen her on Southside, on the award-winning show Jury Duty on Amazon, and she's in the upcoming Marvel show Ironheart. Okay, so worksheets. She's the best. Without further ado,
roll it.
Rashida, coming to us on a Sunday. Where you at emotionally, girl? How do you feel? How do you feel in your heart?
I got a birthday in like 4 days, so I'm feeling cool. I'm like, I'm very calm. Yep. And it was scaring me at first, but then I was like, oh, I like this.
Wait,
what first, was scary? Oh,
yeah,
yes.
What was scaring you about being calm?
Because like, I know me, and I'm from Chicago, so calm can be good. Calm can be kind of scary when it's like, are you calm because you're pissed off? Are you calm because you mad? Are you calm because, but it's like, I'm calm in such a beautiful way.
Okay.
So, because I'm entering a new chapter.
Yeah.
And I'm like, oh, okay, you're calm. You trusting. Everybody always talk about trusting the process and shit. You actually doing it.
Okay.
So that's what that calm represents. So that's where I'm at mentally, and also where I'm, you said mentally or which one?
Emotionally, whatever, whatever you want to share. You know,
also I feel like I'm tapped in and tapped out emotionally. It's a lot going on in this world, a lot. Mm-hmm. Every time, you know, I have like such a love hate relationship with social media, so my ass be like, yeah, I'm out of here, and I'm not one of the ones that have to announce that I'm out of here. I just go and do what I do.
Yeah. Now tell me, it's easy being a black woman in America, correct?
Right. Yeah, you know what I'm saying, it's so easy. That's what. Yeah. Nah. It's I was like, my soul wouldn't even let me. Would never even let me play that.
Right,
note.
Right.
Like, it was like, just stop, that. Just stop. I couldn't even get it out. But no, yeah. It's real. Listen, we ain't gonna even get it twisted. It's beautiful being a black woman, but it's also very real. Being a black person, black woman, is real. Mm. And then this is couples therapy, so we talk about dating and shit.
Everything, the whole gamut.
Dating as a black woman with that, it's like, god damn.
Are you trying to date right now? I mean, considering that you're feeling calm, you're feeling good.
Wait, can I actually, before we get to that, I need to pick up on one thing.
What?
The Chicago calmness. I have never heard that before as a thing about Chicago. I've heard about deep dish pizza. I've heard about Southside hip hop. I've heard
Rashida talking about the calm before the storm.
Nah, but see, I'm actually real, real Chicago though. Like people, I'm not from the suburbs, yeah. So most people like it's deeper than pizza and hot dogs and Italian beef dip with sweet and hot peppers. There is actually a Chicago calmness. Chicagoans are so real. Where if we like something, we're gonna let you know. If we don't like something, we know how to like be quiet.
Mm-hmm.
Like we do. It's like if something's funny, we gonna laugh. Like that's the difference with me navigating out here in LA. Like they be like, man, you always laugh. I'm like, well, it's funny. Trust me, I know how to shut the fuck up. It's when I'm quiet is when you should kind of. That's why I said like I was kind of worried. Like am I? But it's like no. Oh, this is a beautiful calmness. You've grown so much spiritually, and you trust so much that you're calm. You're trusting your processes that you talk about all the time. But yeah, that Chicago calmness, Andy, it comes from a place of like, I'll beat your ass, but I ain't even got to say nothing. But no, that's where that comes from. Mm.
Okay, Naomi, sorry.
Now can I say what I was going to say, Andrew? You know I get so excited when there's a black woman on the pod, and I say, let's be sisters, let's get into it. I want to talk. So how long have you been living in L.A.?
It'll be 7 years on my birthday Thursday.
Okay, so you came out on your birthday 7 years ago.
Yeah, so what happened was in 2017, I had to come out here. I had gotten chosen to do two industry showcases, the CBS showcase and the NBC showcase. So I kind of like... kind of move, you know, that whole like you gotta go right now type thing. So the end of 2017, I had did that, but I was still like back and forth. Had to go back to Chicago for some things. Had to go back to New York. I was on a comedy tour, a stand-up comedy tour, but it was on my birthday of 2018 when I was like, I just was like, yeah, you gotta, nothing's gonna move the way you needed to move or grow the way you needed to grow unless you jump and watch the net appear. Like, mm-hmm. Go. And so yeah. That's what I did.
Right. So this, I want to talk about this calmness because I love it for you. I think this is the dream.
Mm-hmm. Oh, you want to pick up on the question that I asked?
No, actually, because I'm about to pivot it too. Let's talk about dating and sort of, again, you're feeling good now, which is like, okay, is this the time to try to meet people, you know what I mean, and connect? Or do you feel like I want to protect the people?
That is such a good question. I'm not even trying to be funny. No shade, Andy. It was like a similar question, but it was how this black sister rephrased and reworded. Nah, okay, but that's when I tell you, all bullshit aside, that is such a great question because I feel like that's what I'm struggling with right now. I've done all the groundwork and I'm out here open to dating now again since my last relationship in 2020. What a year to end that, huh? But no, like for real, it's been hard because I see all the groundwork I've done and all the accountability and stuff that I'm not, mind you, I don't want to be perfect. I'm not perfect. That's not what we're saying. But when you're out here dating, I'm a straight woman dating these men who are, I'm like, y'all just are nuts or not. They're no accountability, lying for no reason, faking everything. Mm-hmm. I'm like, why? And then it sometimes can make you be like, am I giving off something to make you want to do all this insane shit? And it's like, no, it's not me. It's you, mm-hmm. you know? And so I think that's a struggle right now with me is that I'm trying to decide. And I canceled a date last week or a week and a half ago with this dude who, literally, I found out so much shit about him where I was like, I don't like this. And I didn't like his patterns before where I called and I was like, yeah, you know, I don't want to go out. He was like, why did I was like, well, yeah, you did this. Mm-hmm. And I was like, also, you lie about this, and that. We're in the same industry, dude. What's the reason for lying? If you lie about shit like that, I can only imagine what the fuck you're going to lie to me about.
Right.
And so even that turned me off. Like, it turned me off because it's like, who are you? I'm being my most unapologetic, and honestly, for women, you know, I know it's black women, especially opening up, like, why you want me to open up and tell you all this shit that you, I was watching Waiting to Exhale last night, so I'm really on.
Okay.
That part when Robin, do you remember when yes. Robin was with the guy at work that she took? She said, I didn't even want to go out on a date with him, but you know, she was like, I relaxed my standards a little bit. And the guy was like, why you acting so afraid to know me, blah, blah. He was like, what do you want? She was like, I want a house in Scottsdale. I have a house in Scottsdale. She was like, I want a family. I want this. She was being so real. Come to find out, he's being all fake.
Right.
And it just really, that really struck home because I'm like, it makes me want to be like exactly what you said. You in this calm, beautiful area of your life. Are you ready to? And it's like, I don't know.
Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I know.
I don't know. And I don't like my time wasted, so I don't want to waste nobody else's time, which is why I canceled that date. Right. I was like, no, I could buy my own fucking nice restaurant food.
Right, exactly. I could get my own pasta.
I could get my own pasta, sea bass, all the shit. Because you know people think buying sea bass is you own now. Baby, they sell sea bass is at Whole Foods on sale right now. And don't tempt me with a good time because I'll go to Erewhon on that ass. Like, what?
How did you find out? when you say you found out about this person kind of lying, was it, okay, because here's what I want to know. So it had been like a little talking back and forth, and then you're supposed to go on a date. Mm-hmm. Was that the setup?
It was talking back and forth, but he, so I pay attention to patterns of behavior. And then we're in the same industry where he's in on the producing side. And I'm like, you know, comedian, actress, writer, mm-hmm. all the, I'm multifaceted and hyphenated. So I know, you know, a lot of people know me. I know them. When he came off kind of like somebody introduced us. So somebody introduced us at an award show a year ago. And the person was happy for us to meet. She was like, man, you should meet my friend. And y'all are both from Chicago, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, okay, cool. So like a month later, after the girl who had introduced us was like, hey, did you guys ever connect? I hit him up, but he was acting like she said he was acting weird. Like his energy was weird. I said, what do you mean? She sent me like screenshots. These screenshots fuck your ass up just in case. And the screenshot, he was acting like she didn't have shit to do. He was like, nah, I met her at the BET Awards. And I, like, it was kind of like a ego thing.
Uh-huh.
And I said, no. I wrote her back. I said, sis, you totally connect. Like, you were like, hey. And I said, I told him that. I have the receipts right here. She said, you know what? And I respect her for this. She was like, that's just weird. She's like, that's weird. I don't do weird. And I said, me neither. So thank you for letting me know this.
Yeah.
Instagram is the only social media platform I have. And I be 1 foot out on that shit just because I'm really, if you know me, I'm who I am in real life and on that. I don't mm-hmm. fake the funk. So he, you know, we're connected on Instagram, whatever. His bio was just packed with shit.
Oh.
This and I'm that, I'm this, and 2-time Emmy Award winning this and that. And like, mind you, a lot of my EPs are heavy hitters, whatever. We don't have to put that shit in our bio, so each his own.
We just live.
I am not what I do. I'm just out here being me.
Right.
But one of my EPs and showrunners was like, because I, you know, women, we talk, especially black women. I'm going to tell you who I'm going out on a date with because my safety, like, I don't know you yet. Yep. So she was like, well, who's this guy? I was like, oh, his name is da 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 da. She was like, that sounds familiar. She said, what's his last name again? I was like, well, he goes by this. And she said, oh, I see y'all are friends. She was like, he friended me a couple weeks ago, whatever, he was in my inbox asking me, I've never met a black woman showrunner. I would love to shadow you, blah, blah, blah. She said, how long have you known this person? I said, I've known him, you know, roughly like maybe 8 months to a year. I was like, he kept asking me out, but then canceling. And so I left it. I don't play that shit.
Yeah.
So I'm, as you follow the story, you'll see why I was like, so she was like, yeah, she said, and then she said, what I feel like is very weird. Mind you, this is the second time a woman, black woman at that, is saying the word weird energy. Uh-huh. She said, I also find it very weird that in his bio, he says he's a showrunner, but you're inboxing a friend who he knows. She said, he knows you're very close with me because me and her are like this. Now, y'all who can't see at home, I got my fingers locked together.
Yeah.
Like twisted, Hickory Dickory Dock. Twisted, like we locked in, period. So, and I remember I post her a lot because we're very close. Like if it's her birthday, if we have 2 projects we've done together too. So, and she was like, yeah, he literally started following me after you. So I said, she just said, this is weird. She said, I don't like this. She said, I don't know this person. And the fact that he didn't say like, hey, I know Sheets, I see y'all work. That was the shit that blew her. And I like that because you're observant.
Mm-hmm.
So, it was, what else did he do? Oh yeah. He said, I pay attention to how like thoughtful you are if you're listening when I talk. So a lot has changed for me over the past year, like my health. I've had some health things I had to work through. It's a lot of things I don't eat. It's a lot of things like, it's just taking care of myself. And so when he asked, this is the last straw that I'm giving you, bro. He was like, yo, well, what time I want to put together dinner? Everything was just like so ego driven. He was like, well, you know, my chef. I was like, your chef, like, well, maybe he could just cook for us. Well, no, he owns 2 restaurants, blah, blah. First, he said, what's a restaurant you've never been before? I want to try a new experience for you. So I was like, oh, that's kind of cool. I named the restaurant. He's like, No, what about this one? Why the fuck did you ask me then?
Yeah, why did you
what
ask the question?
What are we doing? Like,
why did you ask the
so
question?
Right. He was like, oh, I was just saying, well, this one has chicken, biscuits in this. And I said, well, we've talked on the phone a couple times. I don't eat fried food. I can't eat fried foods anymore. So I can't even eat that. He's like, oh, well, you know, all right, I guess we could do that. I was like, I said, don't do me no favors. Like how I was raised by a very beautiful grandmother, my mama, all them, where it's like, don't fix me a plate with an attitude or with, like, if you don't want to do something, please don't. That's energy, yeah. Bruh. Like, I don't want my shit on a paper plate, okay? I'm good. So he was like, okay, no, we could do Ocean Prime, blah, blah. He said, all they have is, mind you, again, I said, well, let's go at, it was like 6 or a 7:30. He's like, you don't want to do 9:30. I was like, bro, I literally just said I like to eat before 9:00. And then we could do whatever else after. Like if we want to finish talking, whatever.
What you talking about 9:30? Like, we're not in Spain.
He said
I'm
he was like,
digest.
Well, that's the only right. He was like, well, that's the only time. I was like, no, like it was just too much shit. But also, I'm a firm believer. I believe in God, I believe in the universe, I believe in all of the things work together. I'm like, there's no way that twice before when you asked me out, you canceled, by the way. And this time, the final time I'm giving you, there's just so much shit working against it. Mm-hmm. You being one of them. I'm a very strong, I have very strong discernment. I wasn't not finna disobey it this time. And when two people reached out to me like, hey, out of the blue. Like my friend was, she said, no, he was just in my inbox asking. She said, but his bio, she said, and mind you, she sits on the board of like the academy. Mm. She was like, he don't even have no Emmys. What is he talking? Like, this is scary. Yeah. She was like, she said, being a part of an Emmy nominated show is one thing, but you can say, she was like, this is crazy.
Right.
And I don't like fraudulent shit. Like, you don't have to do all that. Because if you start off something pretending, you're going to always want to be, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's my biggest thing, Naomi and Andy, is like, who am I going at? Like, it's scary.
I know.
I erased my apps.
Yeah.
It's so scary. So if y'all know people, y'all know of me.
Yeah. Wait, hold on. Y'all I'm gonna change my bio. I had Pulitzer Prize winner in there.
Now look,
but he didn't win nothing.
You a whole comedian. You a whole comedian. I have friends who I'm a comedian. My friend, one of my very close friends, Dwayne Perkins, I love him.
Oh my God.
He changed his Dwayne, if y'all pay attention to his page, it's so funny. He changes his shit once a week but we know it's a running joke that he does.
Yeah.
Like he'd be like, I babysat Martin Luther King's kids. It'd be shit like that.
Yeah.
By the way, I need a t-shirt that says, don't fix me a plate with attitude.
Yes. Don't.
That needs to be on a
t-shirt. Don't bring my food on a paper plate. That's it. That's the vibe.
Y'all, I be dropping bars, right?
Yes.
And I'll be wisdom from my, like, growing up, from my adolescence. Like, my grandmother, you know, my grandparents, due to the times and whatever, they didn't get to go to college and shit like that. But they had wisdom that they were like, yo, pay attention to how people treat you, because it's only so much that when you shouldn't be tolerated at all.
Right.
But pay attention to how people treat you. For example, me and my, the same lady I was just telling you about, we were at Soho House last week for brunch. And it's for those who don't know, brunch on Sundays at Soul House is bomb, but at the certain ones you go to, but the lines are very long for the omelet lines.
Okay.
And we had gotten all the way up to the top of the line, but she forgot to grab a plate. The plates were all the way at the end of the line.
Yeah.
Mind you, I have a plate in my hand. My friend is in front of me. She was like, oh man, I forgot my plate. I said, here, take this one. I'll go get another one. Mm-hmm. And when I came back, she was like, that was really kind. I said, pay attention to how people treat you. Mm-hmm. Because what if I would have been like, damn, that's fucked up. Okay, go get another one. Like, it cost me nothing. I didn't lose my place in line. Right. She was able to get her omelet. I was able to go get a plate. Matter of fact, I grabbed two plates because I wanted some chicken sausage. So,
yeah. Yeah.
And I want my own plate for that. But it's like, y'all, pay attention to how people treat you. Yeah. Pay attention to the little shit. That little shit matters to how they pay attention to what they do or are you in that moment? It lets me know, are you selfish? Do you only care about you?
Yes.
It may be just a plate, but it's so much more than a plate. You feel me?
Right. Yes. No, fully. You know something my mother told me that that stuck with me? I feel like she told me this when I was 10 or 11 because she works in like the family court. And so she deals with a lot of stuff. You know what I mean? People going through it. But she would always say, you don't know a person till you know how they act when they don't get their way.
Yeah.
Because it's easy for somebody to be agreeable when it's like you doing what they want to do. You ain't saying nothing back. You just, you know, everything is. How do people act when you push back? Like, again, going back to things you were like, hey, I don't want to eat there. Or I don't want to eat at that time. And now suddenly it is, okay,
oh,
well,
girl,
I'm going to do you
that.
A favor. Like, that's
the sign. And you don't, that was the sign right there. And that's why I was like, you a goofy. And I didn't like you anyway. So I was trying, but I be trying to listen to my friends and stuff and, like, you know, be open and try, but I'm like, I know what I don't like and I don't like you. I don't treat people like this. And he did something on his page. He like throws these parties and shit. And on one of the things, he was like, hey,
I don't like
He was like, hey y'all, sorry. I couldn't invite everybody to the, why would you post that shit to try to make people feel bad?
Right.
And I told my friend that too. I said that alone. I was like, that good riddance. Yeah. And I see why. Like, what the fuck is wrong with you? Sorry, I'm cursing a lot.
No,
but
do you think?
I'm mad.
But okay, but this is somebody you had met. Like, obviously, you said it first met like a year ago, right? And then it's like back.
Yeah.
Do you think this had to do with jury duty? That jury duty kind of popped
off. I think it had to do with a lot.
Like, I want to see, could take you on a date.
Well, to be very clear, and I love everybody for loving jury duty. I was popping before jury duty. Jury duty just popped off, and I popped off with it on screen. Because I'm a very brilliant television writer, comedian, all that. But what Jury Duty did, I mean, it's a decorated show. Emmy nominated. Golden Globe. We won the, like I'm saying, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
Yes. And like this person saw like, oh, this bitch is who she says she is. To some people that can be intimidating when they aren't who they're being.
Yeah.
So now they're like, especially the male ego is like, let me give her a hard time. Let me push back instead of like, let me embrace this, especially this dope ass black woman. Mm-hmm. Why you want to give me a hard time when all I said is I don't want to eat. I just want to eat before 9 and the rest of the night. We could do whatever. We could talk. We could walk, whatever. But let me give her some pushback to let her know just because why? Why? I don't understand that.
Yeah.
I've had dudes who just lie about the stupidest, goofiest shit where I'm like, you know, you could have told me you didn't have a car. Yeah. I would have been like, you know, hey, maybe I don't want to go out with this person. Or also I would have listened to see why you don't have a car. It could be, it's a lot of people without cars.
Yeah.
I have friends who just don't want a car.
Yeah.
But because you're a liar, I don't want to know what else you're lying about. That's something so small.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But then they throw shit like, oh, well, you don't trust people. It's like, no, I trust people greatly. I don't trust the wrong people.
Right.
Yeah. It's so, I've just never been able to kind of get into that headspace.
The lying headspace?
Well, the insecurity. Well, I just don't like lying because I don't like to have to keep track of stuff. Because if I lie, then I have to, in the future,
it's crazy.
It's a full-time job.
Yeah.
It's a full-time job.
I said that thing back then, so now a new lie has sprouted up. It's just too much. It's too Breaking Bad. I don't want to deal with it. I don't want to like...
Yeah, and I just saved myself from another thing. But what were you going to say, Andy?
There's this kind of like that insecurity where it breeds a kind of like need to control others. And I don't know
that's what I felt.
Yeah.
That's what I felt in that.
And I don't know if it comes out of a sense of like unexamined insecurity, or do you know that you're insecure and you are making
I think it's a bit of it both. I think it's both. I think they know when they're insecure. And then it's a bit of both of like, I don't know. And then you get around someone who knows, I know myself. I'm doing the work. I go to therapy. And I love God and I go to therapy. And I'm doing
both.
Well, y'all could ask anybody who know me, anybody, whether it's in the workplace, friend, they'll be like, she's just one of the most accountable people. When I'm like, I'll be like, man, let me go work on this. Or if something's told to me, I'll be like, you know what? I wasn't aware, but I'm finna go, you know, I'm never like, what the fuck? Well, what? Cause that's That alone is insecure, and that's okay. Like, when we don't know our insecurities, but it's how you're working on them. But don't push that shit out on me, because I ain't do shit to you.
Yeah. Right.
But what you're not going to do is tear me down for all of, like, you know,
right.
When actually I could be really fun and we could have a great ass time. Mm-hmm. I do with my friends. And I think that's another thing that needs to be talked about is you got women out here having whole ass good ass time with their friends. And then you got dudes like, well, what? Well, she want my money, bruh. Have you ever seen us go to brunch and be like, have you ever been to a brunch with women? We are ballers. Yeah. We ball. I went to Disneyland with my homegirls on Christmas. Baby, I was like, I didn't even care about what shit was costing because I was having such a good time.
Yes, yes.
You could have such a good time if you get out of your head about what you don't have, what this, or trying to fight me, like, on stupid shit about, like, is it a time or a restaurant?
Mm-hmm.
What you like, this? Okay, I'm gonna pick that.
Right, right. Right.
Why?
Right. To feel like you flexing. Because I'm hearing a person who's flexing and not having enough, right? Which I think is also this industry breeds that, because a lot of times people need to convey, oh, I got a lot of stuff, so they can get stuff. But it's like,
it's insane.
But so I think that's part of it already. But then I also think too with dating, and I think there is, like, as you said, you know, there is sometimes that cis male insecurity around, you know, a woman who in essence is like, I don't need you. And that's not a bad thing. Like, I love Andrew to death. I love him. He keep me afloat on these dark days.
Mm-hmm.
But I know how to handle my own business. Do you know what I mean? Like, I don't need a man to like keep my lights on.
I kill spiders.
Yeah, you kill a spider. But I can handle, but
well,
I think some,
I take them outside.
And I wish he would kill him.
She does not like that.
That's his whitest trait, is that he takes the
I know. White people do be doing that shit. My old roommate, it was a mouse in our house before I lived by myself now. But she set up rat traps and shit. I was like, bitch, I'm calling the exterminator and putting poison down. Yeah. We're not doing this.
Yes. Yes.
Like, some shit is humanitarian and some shit is like, hey, you know what? Rodents, nah, that's my only thing. Rodents and bugs and shit. Except for bees. I do not, right. Not killing no bees. I'll catch them and let them out. But flies?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Spiders? I get it though, Andy. Some spiders, though, I do walk them out because they're important to the environment too. They eat all the other shit that's not
I feel like
I kill flies. I want, for the record.
Here's my thing. Once they come into my house, it's my rules. It's not like I'm going to go outside and step on you. But if you come into my house, now you had to get stepped on.
That's true, Naomi, because outside is so big. Why the fuck you coming up in here? And now you can't get out. Now you panicking, flying all through the shit. You didn't even have to come in here.
You did not. You had the whole wide world, and you chose to come through the crack in my door. No.
That's fine. That's true. I'm with you on that shit.
Can we talk about your therapist? And maybe I need to go see this person, because you're sounding so good.
I love her. No, I love her. Yeah, she always lets me know. She keeps me accountable too. She'll be like, you're doing the work. And she not one of them like, you just finna sit here and say some shit. Like, we go beat by beat through everything.
Okay.
You know, and she's even one of those like on call therapists where if I'm having like a really bad day, which I haven't had no bad days or nothing recently, but like, you know, we all go through shit. I'm a realist person. I'm not finna sit here and act like we don't. But there was like, even this, I'll say this past week, I had a dude who was interested in me. Mind you, we ain't name dropping because, I mean, hey.
Yeah, we don't.
But he's like, right, pretty much. He's in the music industry. He does very well. But he kept name dropping and listing. Oh, man, I wish. If it was Usher, I'd say it. I'd be like, because, you know, this nigga was, you know, I don't want to say no names, but he doing a Super Bowl. nah, but I say what they do just to give you an idea of, like, what the fuck I'm dealing with. But I called my therapist because he kept name dropping and listing things he had to do. And he asked me to dinner. He was like, oh, let's do dinner on this day. And so I guess that day had got too busy. And being fair, that day had got too busy for both of us. Because mind you, it was like on a spur of the...
Mm-hmm.
He was like, hey, I have this. Then I got to lay this track down for this person. Then I got to go to this. Then so-and-so wants me to go to... And I had stopped him. I was like, you could just say, you know, your day got ahead of you. You're busy. Can we... And he was like, oh, I didn't want you to think. Then he did it again at 10 o'clock. He was like, so tomorrow I got this. And then my lawyers want to do. And I told him again, I didn't respond.
Yeah.
So I guess he thought like, oh, what's going on? And then I couldn't take it no more. I was like, yo, why do you keep listing out all of your things you have to do? I was like, you literally keep telling me all of your business and I don't need to know that.
Right, right.
We're back to the insecurity thing.
And he was, that's insecure. Exactly. Thing. And that's what my therapist said. She said, he's used to women being like, oh, that's so dope, this and that. She's like, but you're on a level too where you don't, she said, and also you're a person who's just kind of like, I don't care. Not like I don't care in a way that I don't care, but like, you get what I'm saying? Like, yeah. I cared about the dinner and seeing you, and we already knew each other. It was just like he had just told me romantically he wanted to take me out to dinner. He was like, yo, I'm feeling you in this way. But I was like, now I'm questioning. I don't even want to be your friend.
Oh no.
Because that was something I worked through, where she was like, do you see yourself still being friend? I was like, yeah, I just wouldn't want to be like, I liked how we talked every now and then. She was like, yeah, it's definitely red flag. She was like, and it's dangerous. A person who needs validity like that from everybody.
Yeah.
And so I love her. I'll say her name because maybe somebody else needs help, but it's called PHATT. It's not fat, like pretty hot and tempting, but it's like abbreviated for something services, but they have like a group of Black women therapist, which I think is very important.
Okay,
but Dr. Ryan Foster, she's amazing. She most of her clients. No, for real.
Get it down. Get it down. Right, Dr. Ryan Foster.
She's amazing. I've been with her for 2 years because my therapist I had before, I had outgrown her in respect to her. And I she was in Chicago and some of the rules had changed where she was like, yo, I can't help you if you're there. Yeah. And I was like, well, thank you. She helped me through a lot of trauma coming from the hood and blah, blah. And it was time. I needed a new therapist for this person, version of Rashida. And she is amazing. So when I talk about the groundwork, we out here doing it.
Yeah.
I'm doing the groundwork. I'm being accountable. When I was like, I don't think I want to be his friend anymore. She was like, no, wait. Do you think you can't be his friend or what? She was like, y'all were cool friends, but maybe you just can't. You're seeing a part of this person you think you know wouldn't be compatible with. You can't. That shit'll drive you crazy. She was like, and it's dangerous. You can't be with someone who needs that much validation from anybody, like all around the clock. Because she was like, he's not just doing that shit to you. I guarantee it.
Yeah.
It's really interesting. I knew that like I was a secure person when I stopped feeling the anxiety that I needed to tell people about whatever my accolades were,
whatever showbiz shit was going.
Like other people would be talking about their things, and I would just be like, "Oh, that's cool," and I wouldn't have to like say whatever I was doing.
Yeah, and that's me.
I was like, "Oh, okay, I'm okay now.
I'm okay now."
Andy, I swear to God, that's me. I'd be like, "Oh, that's what's up," and I'd be like, "Yeah, so."
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Yeah. What you said before when you were like, what I do is not who I am. And I think that
I don't have to perform.
Yes, yes. But I think I noticed, like, for instance, like we were talking before we were recording, how like I started a new job and how I was like, oh, I'm better when I'm working. Meaning I realize I have to figure out how to divorce myself from some of this. Because it's like, I need this sense of feeling like I'm accomplishing something. It's not about telling people, but it's like, I feel like if I'm not doing, then I'm not enough. And it's like, you have to learn to also like be silent a little bit. Do you know what I mean? Or like be okay. As you say, the calmness. As you say, you're like, I'm calm and it's actually okay. And I was like,
Too much New York anxiety. You need some Chicago calmness.
I need Chicago calmness because I'm bringing a lot of New York energy. But then it was also like, I don't know, because it's like, when we had lockdown for like a year, I also went crazy.
Lockdown in quotes.
But like we weren't really doing anything. And I was like, I was like, I should have been thriving. But I was not. So it's like, I don't know.
Mentally?
Yeah, mentally.
Oh.
I was like, I wasn't. But I was like,
To be fair, you're talking about the pandemic lockdown or the strike? The first one. You got to give yourself grace for that. Like, we were all going through something we never been through. while at the same time trying to still go through life, still figure out this, still figure out that. It was, we had to give ourselves, everybody should have been given grace through
that.
Tell
Naomi that all the time. Give yourself grace.
You got to give yourself grace, Naomi, and be, and I know it sounds cliche, but my friend, I love him so much. His name's Teo. He'll randomly hit me up and be like, hey, hey, G, you being kind to yourself? And it's so sweet, but it's also so real. Like, cause sometimes we're not. Sometimes, let's be real, we're not. Like, sometimes I'll be journaling, which is what I was doing before y'all, before I hopped on. And I had to, I stopped in the middle of a passage and was like, you know what? I want to give myself more grace. This has been a week of like, blah, 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 blah. And I'll catch myself. And that's something, another thing that my therapist tells me to do. She's like, you ever go back and read your old passages? To see how you, like, to see what you got through, or to see how you're, like, it's real. Yeah. It's so real, but you got to give yourself more grace, because especially that year, we, none of us knew what the fuck we was doing. None of us. We were just trying to survive. I tell my friends this who gained weight. I tell my friends this who lost weight. I tell my friends this who were like, think they fell off. I'm like, bro, no, nobody knew what they were doing. You had people who started cooking shows that don't have them no more. Like, let's be for real. Let's be for real. There are friends I have to tell that, because I do, I chef it up really, really good. I can cook my ass off.
Yeah.
But I have friends all the time who, during the pandemic, they were like, you should go live with that. And I was like, y'all, this is something I enjoy doing for me. We should not have to monetize everything. I don't want to share this part of myself with that. Can y'all stop doing that to me? Right. Or they'll be like, well, you should make a video about this. I'm like, I don't want to. That's not how I do this. Once we all start moving with intention, more intention, and giving ourselves grace, man, game changer. That's why I'm calm as hell right now.
Andy, that's the break. That's the break. Because Rashida just said, get it together.
Yeah, that was wisdom. All right. We're going to take a quick break.
I was singing 702.
702.
We're going to answer your advice question.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
And we're back with Rashida Olaiwola, honey, here to help you handle your scandal on the darkest of days. We're coming on Super Bowl Sunday. I don't know nothing about football, but you know what? Rashida said, I'll talk to y'all before it's time to watch Usher. Are you here for the game, or are you here to watch Usher? What matters more to you?
Come on now. This is Usher Sunday. Usher Raymond.
Usher Raymond the fourth.
Listen, this is about Usher, baby.
I'm ready for
You know, did y'all know they gave him 2 extra minutes? This will be the longest halftime show that we'll ever see. That's how much this shit is. And I shout out to my people, Jesse Collins Entertainment. There's a lot of my EPs. I'm so proud of them because for the past 3 or 4 years, they've done the Super Bowl halftime show. Oh. And it's been so good. The Rihanna, the South Central one, Compton one last year, and Usher. So it's in working with them on a lot of things that I work with. It takes so much work that people don't see. So I just wanted to show them love. So I am fully here and fully committed to see Usher. I'm a huge basketball, soccer, and like Olympics, that type of shit fan. I watch football. My brothers played football growing up, but I'm not like you know, if I miss the game, I'm not like pressed
right.
down.
Right.
Do you think Keke Palmer would be part of the halftime show?
Keke Palmer.
Didn't she?
I know, yes, that... and she was on his show at his show in Vegas, and then her baby didn't.
I was like, damn, I was like, what? Let me what Okay. I tell you who's gonna be kikiing. Black people gonna be kikiing for Usher, baby.
Hello, this is gonna be the one. We have to watch that part. We have to watch the middle part. Sure. I got something streaming somewhere. This is my thing now. We have regular.
Someone
TV.
Invited us to an actual thing.
I know, but
that's outside in their backyard. All right,
y'all gonna go? He looked at you like we going or we not?
We get questions from all over. We'll see. We get questions from Twitter. We get questions from Instagram. Twitter not so much anymore. Instagram mostly, Gmail, and of course voicemail. Naomi, what is the voicemail number if someone wants to leave a message?
323-524-7839. You got a 3-minute limit, okay?
Three.
So you got to start at the top, okay? I want your pronouns. I want the log line. What's the question up top? Then give me the details.
Here's my suggestion, too. This is a new suggestion. Bullet point it out. You don't have to write it out beforehand. Bullet point it out.
Rashida, sometimes they become with real long voicemail, and then they don't get to the question. This is why we're taking
this is why
this
we've had to...
Yeah, we ain't even got time for that. Exactly.
Yes, we've had to really take control. Okay. let's start out. We've asked for some easier ones, so just to start out with. So okay. We're not getting into some heavy stuff. So here's an easy one.
Hi, guys. I love you so much. I'm a big fan of you. I'm a big fan of Maybell. I'm a big fan of all of the animal babies that have been with us throughout the years. I am she, her, and I have a problem that is, I feel, it is, this is a lighthearted one, guys. I just graduated with my PhD, and my sweet, sweet friends gifted me a luggage set that is big and unwieldy, and it has, like, a lot of characteristics that I don't care for in my luggage set. And I also have a very nice luggage set that I was gifted a long time ago that's like the polar opposite of this one. This one has actual flowers printed on it. And the one that I have and use and love is like very sleek and dark. And I just like love my friends so much, and I will be visiting them in the future. And I do not want to use this luggage. I do not want to own this luggage. It takes up so much space, like the biggest box in the world. But, like, they are so sweet that I am thinking that I just have to keep this forever and use it. And what do I do about it, getting a gift like this? Obviously, I can't just return it, even though I would love the cash thoughts. And anything that you have to say would be appreciated. Thank you.
Okay. Now, Rashida had a reaction, though. What you thinking?
Yeah. So there's three things that not only her, I used to do this too. So this question actually is very like, it's cool. And it was sweet too, because she's a good friend, first of all.
Yeah.
And they're good friends. They're thoughtful. You know, sometimes you don't get what you want. Sometimes you get thoughtful shit, and that's cool. But here's the thing. There are things that she stated, I don't have the space for this. Mm. So this is what you do. You hit your friends, because what I've learned and what is, this is just true. It is fact. This is an opinion. When you tell the truth to your friends, it's how she says it. If she tells them like, hey, y'all, I really love this gift. Like it, I really did, but it's taking up too much space in my, you know, I really can't have this here. Also, I have luggage that I really love as well. I wish I could have this one, but it's too bulky. It's too big. Do you guys mind if I return it, or if can I give it to you and you guys get me something else that I may like? That's what you do. You don't, of course, if she returns it, they're gonna ask about it, and then she's gonna lie. And you don't want to do that to people you love. So I would say, tell them the truth. Just how what she said here. Be like, I love y'all. This is taking up too much space. What can we do? Like what? And I bet you know how happy they're gonna be. And I guarantee she'll get this question too. Cause one of my friends was like, well, what do you like, or what you was thinking of? Yeah. These motherfuckers know I love earworm. One of my friends returned something that it literally couldn't fit in my home. I was like, I don't have no more space in my garage. And she was like, what you like? She was like, I wanted to get you this, but I felt like other people was going to get you that. See what I'm saying? Now you got a conversation going. Even though you didn't want to have that, because that'd be the most things that people don't want to do is have the conversation. But talk to your friends and tell them the truth about the space, because if not, you're going to be stuck with some shit you do not want.
Yeah.
And why do we have to live like that? Why life's too short to be living with some luggage you don't want? from some of the, and if your friends are so sweet and you love them so much, you should be able to talk to them and say like, hey, I love y'all, but can we talk about this luggage?
That's great.
Congratulations on being a doctor.
I know. Congratulations on becoming a doctor. That's what I said too. But you know what? A doctor would be direct. A doctor would tell their friends.
Well, hold on. What a doctor didn't, hold on. What's the PhD in? If we're talking about philosophy, then there's going to be a lot of like passive aggressive run around.
Yeah. Also, somebody who went to school that much, I would be direct as hell. You didn't went to the most school out of anybody could go to.
I've been in academia. They are they are not direct. Not at all. Oh, it is a lot of like it's so much passive aggressive. The real stuff comes out when they can be anonymous and
You're right, Andy. Cause my little brother, I love him. My other brother, he is going for his PhD now, and he's very passive aggressive and very like we don't even get it. God bless. But I was just saying that was something. You are so right. So yeah, I was just joking of like you would think people who went to school that much would.
Oh, you would.
But thank you, Andy, thank you. But you just made me think of some shit my brother said to my mom. And I was like, bro, chill the fuck out. Like, okay, what do you want us to say? We're glad you're going for the PhD. You doing that shit for you. Okay? God bless. We love you. But, yeah.
Where are you in your order of siblings?
I am the middle.
Middle. Mm-hmm. Okay.
I'm right in the middle.
I got some advice. Now, this is the best advice.
Yeah, Rashida, if
you don't want to be direct, here's what you do. You take, you put up an Instagram post. You slash up the luggage, like with a knife, and have it on the floor, and you put up a post that's like either a person, I might say like, because we're in Los Angeles, a coyote got into the house and destroyed some stuff. I feel so bad. My beautiful friends got me this luggage. And now the coyote destroyed it.
They gonna get you more luggage. That's gonna
be a problem.
They gonna get you the same thing. We'll get you a new one.
The coyote somehow got back in. I don't know what's going on.
Hey, you remember that episode? I know some folks gonna be mad at me because I guess it's like you're not supposed to love friends. I don't love friends, but I enjoy the show. I'm living single till I die.
Yes,
that's my show. But there is an episode of Friends like that shit that was funny as hell when Chandler had got Joey a matching bracelet, friendship bracelet. And Joey hated it. And when Joey said he lost it, he actually lost it. Chandler said he lost it. Joey got him another one.
Yeah.
And he was like, it's like, that's what people who love you do. They're like, oh no, surprise.
Right.
I got on a pair of Crocs right now. One of my friends got me for my birthday because they pay attention. They're like, well, you always complimented me on these. So I got you some. That's what good friends do. They love you.
Yeah.
But I love your thing, too, because if she could get away with that shit, gone for a sip. Y'all both, I see why y'all together is so much balance. I love it. I even love the shirts y'all are wearing.
Thank you. Yes. Petty sweatshirt all day long, all weekend.
And I've got an indie rock
radio station. Right. Okay, right. What's the next question?
Okay, well, this one comes to us from Instagram. Anonymous. You want to read this, Naomi?
Yeah, I'll read it. Okay. Let's see what's up. All right. Hi, Naomi and Andy. Quick synopsis.
And guest.
Our best friend has started dating this lady we don't like because of how fast they are moving with a kid involved. What do we do? Mm. Okay, now here's the details. My partner has a best friend they've known since middle school. They lived together in college and took trips together. Once me and my partner started dating, we all became friends. In the past 6 months, our friend has started talking and subsequently started dating this lady that has been a walking red flag since the beginning. She wanted to bring our friend in as the fourth person in a poly partnership.
Okay.
I kept asking boundary questions and he never knew the answers. I would ask relationship dynamic questions and he would never have an answer. The lady's first partner kept saying they didn't want to have another partner in the dynamic. Okay, that's a lot of partners. This is where the poly stuff be getting confused.
I was going to say I'm lost.
Exactly.
I was like, the fuck?
So our writer has a partner and their partner has a bestie. But obviously since they're all together now, this person is like, well, I'm really close with this person too.
The bestie started dating a woman who's in a polyamorous relationship.
Right. So the bestie was like, I'm seeing this girl. She wanted me to be the fourth person in her situation. And the lady.
And then the primary partner, if I've got the terminology correct, she is just like, I don't want that.
Yeah, I don't want a fourth person.
Three's enough.
Right. She kept pushing, though. It ended up that she didn't want to break up with the first guy. So she got into the poly relationship. The lady also has an elementary school.
So the first, okay, so the guy is actually poly and she just doesn't want to break up.
But then also wanted to bring somebody in for, I guess, herself?
I guess.
But it's like,
this is,
that seems,
this is that so seems, complicated. Yeah,
that alone seems like a red flag.
I got a headache. It is. I ain't trying to judge nobody's lifestyle either, so I'm like,
sure.
Yeah.
No.
I'm Chicago. No. I know how to shut the fuck up. that might be what I do right now.
The lady also has an elementary school age kid. She splits 1 week on, 1 week off with her ex-husband.
Mm-hmm.
There wasn't a formal introduction and due effort to ensure the kid feels comfortable with the relationship. Okay.
Can I just say, we're not knocking poly relationships. We are saying
not at all. No one, I just don't speak on shit partner. I don't really know about.
Yeah. No one except the primary partner seems to be into this.
Well, yeah, I'm knocking relationships where you're trying to make people do stuff they don't want to do.
Yes.
I'll say that me too, because I have a friend who's actually, the only reason I knew about the poly thing, I have a friend who's going through a really terrible divorce they lost their partner because they were like, we've been married for 9 years and now because they disagreed with bringing someone else in.
Mm-hmm.
They were like, well, now I want a divorce. And they were like, what?
Right.
Like, that's so painful. That's why I'm like, I'm hearing this. And I'm like, all I hear is like, somebody has to be like unselfish and be like, yo.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Let me go. You know what I'm saying? That's what I'm saying. Exactly. Because it's just like, too many people don't want to let go of something that's literally hurting it all.
Exactly.
We're only halfway through.
It ain't even over yet, Rashida. We ain't even done yet. Our friend spent the night while the kid was there within the first 2 months of knowing each other, and the kid walked in very soon after they finished.
Oh.
What? Now it's been 6 months.
Oh, come
months.
On, man.
Thank you. It's been 6 months of knowing each other and 3 months of dating only each other. So, okay, no more poly. I guess just him and this woman. Our friend spends the night on a school night. They spend every day together and hang out with her extended family every week. Our friend almost didn't go to a celebration of life of a very good friend to attend an 18-year birthday party of the cousin of his new girlfriend. Okay, he just doing stuff. He and their family. Okay. The kid has now spent the night at our friend's house. We don't agree with how quickly they are hanging out with the kid and not making adult decisions and priorities. The lady has also said problematic things like, raising a dog is harder than raising a kid.
Okay,
well, maybe if you don't raise your kid. Anyway, she gets into petty arguments and decides to die on the dumbest hills. Now we never see our friend and we don't like the new girlfriend. What do we do? You don't do a damn thing.
I'm like, you. It's up to you. If it really means, if the relationship really means a lot to you, then y'all, like, I'm sorry. I see so much in this world where people don't like talking about shit. Here's my thing. I'm good. But if I care, if it seems like they care enough to write that long ass doctoral essay. So if you care and on some real shit, if you care enough like that, ask it. Hey, I miss you. Cause that's what that said in the end part.
Yeah.
Anytime you say we don't see our friends anymore, you said, hey, I miss you. We miss you. Can we talk?
Mm-hmm.
Would y'all like to have lunch? But let them know, because some people like to blindside you with what type of lunch it is. You think you're just going for lunch, and then it's like, boom, it's on. Bitch, nigga, we rock. But it's like, hey, my advice is if it means something to you and if you feel in a way, let them know, like, you want to talk. You started off with, like, I miss you. Would love to talk about, like, what's been going on. Mm-hmm. Like, I told my friend, like, a very close friend, I was like, yo, she hadn't heard from me in a couple of days, and she was like, hey, blah, blah, like, try to pick it up. Like, and I was like, yo, well, I wasn't really rocking with you because you was like acting weird. I was like, it was weird vibes. And I said, so when I feel that people are acting weird, I said, I give grace and space. Because please believe I'm going to let you know. And she was like, man, she had told me all the things that was going on. And I said, you know, I didn't know this happened and this happened. I said, but the way that you were talking to me, like, was insane. Like, it was very short and mean. And she was like, man, I'm looking back and I was, like, not myself. And I said, thank you for reaching out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And because that was, like, for real, thank you for reaching out. And then she was like, thank you for saying something. Because some people won't, they'll cut you off or won't say shit at all.
Yep.
But I'm like, you mean so much to me. Why would I?
All right.
Yeah.
All right.
So if they mean so much to you, cool. But if they just gonna, like, if you think it's worth saving, I'll say that. Then go ahead. Right. But if it's not, some shit just needs to be. That's what it is.
Yeah, it's funny. The way that you said that kind of lunch, that's like when John Mulaney, there was that intervention for him.
Oh,
he thought he was going to be there, and he shows up, and everyone's like pulling out a piece of paper to read their intervention statement to him.
Yeah.
Yeah, don't have an intervention.
Yeah, no, because my friend did that. I had a friend who did that to me at I thought I was going to spend one of my breaks. I was working in New York. A friend asked me to have lunch in Central Park and then gave me a whole intervention about how I wasn't a good friend for building my career.
Oh, Lord.
Oh no.
Oh, Lord.
You my only friend. And I was like, this is insane. Also, this is my lunch break. So great. Now I have no fucking lunch break. I got to go back.
My hale and hearty soup is
life's already hard. You could have told me, like, this is what this is for, because we could have did this on another thing.
Exactly.
Time.
Not during my one time off. Exactly.
Yeah. Right.
Can you adopt the kid?
Well, no.
Adopt the kid?
No,
that's not.
No, listen, for real with this too. You don't like how your friend is behaving, but that's actually not something you can control. You don't like the way your friend is kind of in this situation with a person with a child. But if the parent of the child doesn't have a problem.
Yep.
Well then that's
you
what
gotta, it is. You right, unless you not talking to them straight up, then that's when shit can really get, you know, because that's some, when a kid is involved in anything, it gets real.
Right.
It gets real.
Right. I mean, you don't like this person. The woman does sound very complicated, to say the least.
Yeah.
Okay, as a human, like,
that's very
polite. Well, like, we'll put it out there. You're not crazy. Like, this is a lie.
Exactly.
Because sometimes you need to hear that. Like, this is a lot. Don't get it twisted.
But your friend may want a lot right now. And that can be hard, too.
Yep.
You feel like, oh, I knew you. I thought I knew you. And now you're making decisions that are not in line with the person I thought I knew. But people can do that.
We get a lot of these kinds of questions where it's like, this other person is doing something I don't agree with. Can I sabotage them? Can I do stuff like it's we do get questions like that. And our answer is always like, you gotta live with it.
Yeah.
It sucks.
You can't control
it. It sucks
them.
In some cases, but you gotta live with it.
Yeah. Now, if your friend seems upset, stressed out, you know, unhappy in the relationship, take that as your opening to be like, you don't seem like yourself. You don't seem like a happy person. Let's talk about this.
Yeah.
But if they happy and you just don't like her, you just gotta ride it out.
Yeah.
You got to ride it out.
Yeah,
or
yeah.
You got to
hang out. That's an opening. That's like a basketball team going onto the court through that like paper stuff. Use that opening.
Through that paper stuff. Oh, Andy, so sporty. Oh, good Lord. Rashida. Thank you so much.
Thank you for being here. What a delight.
Thank
y'all for having me. This is really great. This is really fun. What a way to kick off. We are the Super Bowl pre-show. Shoot.
Yes.
This the pre-show. This the pre-show. Ain't that the truth?
But thank y'all.
And we will see y'all
next time.
Bye.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.